The Kaurna people of South Australia have today been recognised as native title holders of the Adelaide Plains, including the Adelaide metropolitan area. They're the first Indigenous group to be granted native title of a capital city area. It's been a long time coming, with the original claim lodged in the year 2000. Garth Agus is from the Kaurna Yirrta Aboriginal Corporation. He shared his reaction with The Wire's Rachel McDonald after today's decision.
I can't describe it in words. I mean, it's 18 years waiting for a decision to say that the Kaurna people of the Adelaide Plains, the first peoples, were not subject to terra nullius, meaning, you know, we weren't here. Now, finally, today is our day as the Kaurna people, the Kaurna Nation, because everybody around this country has recognised us in the High Court that we were here first.
Now, the claim that's been recognised takes away some of the original sections that were asked for. How much has still been recognised as Kaurna land?
The thing about native title law is that you have to produce evidence, you know, to say that you've been continuing your traditions for 181 years or since 1836. And it's a difficult task when you look at the things that have happened in that 181 years where, you know, people were moved from their home place, their country, their yata, their land. They were moved off and taken to different places like Benindi and taken away by, you know, the missionaries to be Christianised and their parents to be Christianised and their kids to be taken away so that they don't practice their culture. I mean, you've got all of that stuff and it's very difficult to prove, especially for a capital city, you know, the continuing connection. But, you know, there's been concessions for us and we're thankful to the state government. They've moved us forward with us instead of us going into the court to give evidence. That evidence was for 6 weeks to be presented to the court, and we've shortcut that by saying, well, look, well, let's negotiate and give us a consent determination. But, you know, like, we didn't expect all of this stuff. I was here in the year the 2000. We had our first meeting at the Barron Townhouse in Hynish Street there. It's not called that now, it's called something else, but there were some maybe 200, 300, 400 Kaurna people at that meeting, including a lot of the elders. You know, most of those elders have gone now, they've moved on, they've passed away, but you still got us, the younger generation here, who have seen this through, and we're just so excited about it.
How do you think they would feel if they knew that this had happened?
Oh, look, they know, they're here with us, and they're sharing this day with us today, so, you know, and that's comforting for us, yeah.
Is native title purely about recognition, or have you been given sort of specific extra rights?
You know, look, I don't want to get into the pedantics because I'm not a lawyer and I don't know much about law, but what I do know is that, you know, for the first time, we've lived in this place, you know, for millenniums and millenniums and millenniums. Nobody really knows how long, but it's been a very long time. And today has recognised that we were here, you know, for all of that time before, you know, we've had to fight for our rights and fight for our voice to be heard. But after today, that'll make it easier for us because a lot of us are getting older and it will just be easier for us to sit and talk to the state government, to all those other people that want to talk to us about Kaurna business. It'll make it easier for us. For me, it's, you know, it makes me happy. But the most important win that we've made today is for the younger people, our generations to come, so that they don't have to fight that fight anymore. We're finished with that fight. We'll move on to something else.
On that subject, there's been a lot of talk regarding other South Australian groups about treaty with the South Australian government. Is that something that the Kaurna people might start to pursue now?
I haven't even thought about that, and I don't think we have yet. This was in the forefront of our minds because we wanted to get this done and finished and resolved so that we can move on to the next thing. And I'm sure that the government will talk to us, approach us about treaty one day, I hope. And if they do, and when they do, I'm sure we'll be sitting at the table talking to them about it.
Garth Agus from the Kaurna Yirrta Aboriginal Corporation finishing that report by The Wire's Rachel McDonald.